Any questions, any problems, any concerns?
Well, first off, that was amazing. We had a lot of comments actually during your rant, as you called it.
Sorry.
But it was amazing. And everyone really loved that. We're asking where to find your links for your YouTube videos and everything else. So we'll be sending out that link for them.
Yes.
But in the meantime, we do have a couple questions from
people.
So is it better to say the prayers of the rosaries, just, you know, speaking them, or would it be better to just really like spend time, meditate, and because it is difficult to do both at the same time?
Right, it is. So St. Louis de Montfort also acknowledges the fact that the human mind can only focus at one thing at a time. So a lot of people feel like they're praying the rosary poorly because they're like, I was meditating on the life of Christ, but then I wasn't saying Hail Marys, or I was saying the Hail Marys really well, and I wasn't meditating on the life of Christ. It really, you really have to kind of know yourself and what's good for you. I try to do both. So I would recommend, this is the way I do it. I think of what the mystery is first and give that like a couple seconds in the brain so I can establish firmly this mental picture. And then I will say the words as devoutly as possible. When possible, I encourage people to, if you can, to at least pray one rosary with all you got. You know what I mean? So like, yes, it's okay to pray in the car. Yes, it's okay to pray while you're walking. Yes, it's okay while you're in the grocery store. But at the very least, try to give Mary one really good one where you're really giving it all you can. The saying out loud is beneficial when your brain is not working well or you're multitasking to stay on task. St. Louis de Montfort does have a little trick. If you have difficulty meditating on the mystery, this is the trick. So let's say we're saying the Annunciation. I would say, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus, who was announced to you by an angel. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Or I could say, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus, who is crucified. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us. And so by mentioning the mystery in the middle of the rosary, that can be one way for some people, if they find themselves totally out in left field, to call to mind the mystery. But yeah, you really have to know yourself. I would say try to do at least one really good one from the heart. Everyone should be from the heart, but you know, sometimes you just got to multitask. When you're on the bus, you're not going to be able to you're going to miss your stop if you don't.
Yeah,
for sure. Yeah, I haven't heard that before. That's really interesting. I'm gonna start doing that. Thank you.
You're welcome.
The next question is from Calder. What'd you say? Go ahead.
Is it St. Louis de Montfort?
Oh, okay.
I'm just regurgitating everything I've stolen from the saints.
Well, they've said it better than we can. So.
Amen. Amen.
That's true. Calder asks, as someone who is hoping to begin a small online apostolate talking about difficult subjects in the Catholic faith, how would you go about it? And then, secondly, how do you fit the 15 decade rosaries in a busy life, especially with education?
St. Louis de Montfort said that first and foremost, you cannot get people to change the way they live, or even like, so a lot of times we were like, man, I wish the priest would really hammer home sexual purity or all this kind of stuff, right? So St. Louis de Montfort says, you must first instill in people a love for prayer. And once they have that relationship with Jesus Christ, then you can start to call them out on moral actions, because the Holy Spirit will be working in them. When I teach in youth ministry, we spend the first half on prayer, on the rosary, and the very, very last part of the classes are dedicated, and I talk about purity and all that throughout, but then we really hammer home sexuality, same-sex attraction, contraception, masturbation, pornography, all of these things, because we're already desiring to be good, you know? Praying the 15 decades is actually really easy. Try it for 1 week, and you will find that you have a lot, we have a lot of time. So I have my full-time job, I have my online media apostolate, I have a secondary job making video productions, and I have to keep up with all my prayers, and yesterday I prayed 10 rosaries. Once you get beyond the one rosary a day and you try three, one rosary becomes nothing, because you're like, I prayed three. Somebody asks you to pray one, you're like, sure, why not, I'll pray one more for you. But yeah, I would say start with three. Try it. You'll see if you dig out some time for it. We waste so much time. If I were just to add up the time that I'm checking my phone, that's 15 minutes, like in the morning. You can do it. Trust me, you can do it. And this is the key, you will do better in school. If you're struggling because you don't have enough time, I've never been so productive in all my life. So trust me, you can do it.
Yeah, that's very true. We actually were sending some screenshots of our screen time on our phones today, and it
Oh,
was crazy
eight
because, I mean,
hours, 7 hours.
7, 8, 10, it
Wow.
was, and so there's a lot of screen time which we spend, and like a 15-minute rosary would
You can do
definitely
it.
be easy to carve out
Yeah.
of your day. So, our next question comes from Josh. So, how is M Mary the mediatrix of all graces? So,
Oh, I
how
love
can we
that.
really?
I love that. Okay, so grace is a gift from God for salvation. All grace is Jesus. Jesus is the gift from God for salvation. And Mary brought Jesus into the world for us. So she is the mediatrix. She is the one who brought Jesus into the world. So every grace, which is Jesus, has come to us from her. So that is the baseline of it. That is where the theological linchpin is. And every other assumption we make after that, we can see played out throughout history. So, for example, at Pentecost, the Holy Spirit came at Pentecost with prayer, with the Virgin Mary. Mary had already had the fullness of the Holy Spirit at Pentecost, but the others had not. And it was by spending 9 days in prayer in the presence of the Virgin Mary that the Holy Spirit came out most perfectly. If you look at after the Protestant Reformation, which was, a very diabolical thing, and what do the Protestants, who do they hate the most? According to Maximilian Kolbe, the Protestants hate the Virgin Mary the most out of all the Catholic doctrines because the Protestant Reformation is the fruit of a satanic influence, and so therefore they must hate her. But at the same time as the Protestant Reformation, what happened in the States or in the New World, Our Lady under Our Lady of Guadalupe appearing to Juan Diego brought about the conversion of over 9 million people, and that happened through the Virgin Mary. So the Virgin Mary, every time she acts in human history, we see it played out how she's the mediatrix of all grace. Also, if you think about the very body of Jesus Christ, the very body blood of Jesus Christ is essentially the same flesh. It's not the same person because he's his own person, but his blood is the same exact DNA that was the blood of the Virgin Mary. So that we can truly say, just as Adam and Eve said, that this is bone of my bone and flesh of my flesh. So the union between Jesus and Mary are extraordinary. And sometimes people will say, because there's people, I do it too, Chaste Heart of Saint Joseph, pray for me. And the Chaste Heart of Saint Joseph is a good devotion, but when doing your consecration, the hearts of Jesus and Mary are extraordinarily and inextricably united in a way that Saint Joseph just simply is not. And part of that being her role of giving blood, giving breath, giving flesh, giving nourishment to Jesus Christ and bringing our salvation into the world.
Yeah, that's perfect. I think we had this discussion a little bit earlier, just amongst us,
Yes.
our group, and so we kind of went back to when the angel, came to Mary and said,
Yes.
"Hail, full of grace."
Yes.
And so it was just like at that moment there that we know that this woman, Mary, is, filled with grace, and all the grace, came into the world through her. So.
And try it. So this is theology, but what really has to happen is that it has to penetrate who you are. You have to believe this so deeply that you are making choices based off of this theology. So when you're in a jam, you're throwing yourself into the arms of the Virgin Mary. You're just saying, oh, let's do this. Let's try this. For a week, try to be 100% walking, talking Virgin Mary, and you will be more Christ-like.
Awesome. I think this is our last question here.
Sure.
So we see the importance of praying the rosary,
Yes.
but we rarely hear that coming from the pulpit.
Yeah, amen.
So how do we convince our priests to preach that, and really try and get the parish to start praying rosaries together, maybe before mass or something, or try and
Yes.
incorporate that more into the parish life?
So what I have found is the best way to get your priest to preach the rosary is for you to become a priest and preach the rosary. So many young people, the rosary is now being promoted and preached, and where I live, the seminary is full of very Marian, like like I would say maybe half of all the seminarians are praying the full rosary every day, and those seminarians are going to become priests who pray the full rosary every day. There are three or four young priests in our diocese who pray the rosary, all the mysteries of the rosary every day, but it is because constantly promoting it within the circles. So if the young people are doing it, if you guys are doing it, and you're promoting it to your priest, then it's more likely to happen. But there's nothing keeping you from starting to pray the rosary before Mass all the time. And let people see you with your rosary out. I'm a firm believer in open carrying the rosary. Like I always have it out in my hands. There's a story from the life of there's a king in the book The Secret of the Rosary by Saint Louis de Montfort, who he had the rosary, he wore it on his belt, but he didn't ever prayed it. But he died, and he was going to be condemned to death. But at the hour of his death, the Virgin Mary placed all of the rosaries that he inspired other people to pray simply by having it out. And so because of that, she gave him a second chance at life. So just having it out is a great grace and a great benefit. But really, you guys, it's easy. You guys can do this, man. I really believe in it. This is the future of the church right here. I'm talking to you guys right now, and you're gonna do it. I don't have a doubt. Don't fail. The Virgin Mary, just let her do her thing and you'll win. I promise.
Hope so. We pray the rosary every night actually together. I mean, we only
Good.
do a short one
That's
together,
good, yeah.
but just trying to help each other, do at least add another
Yeah,
one to your
just do
day.
that one. Just do that one together, because you don't wanna ruin your group by spiritual Olympics.
Exactly.
You
So
need fraternity as well.
yep, for sure. So yeah, we enjoy that as a lot. That's great advice. That's more for the boys in here, so you got to go
Yeah.
out there and become priests and preach that to your parish.
And become and volunteer. This is another thing. Volunteer in your youth groups, volunteer in your CCE classes. It's so easy to get people to pray the full rosary because most people are encountering slavery to sin in some way, shape, or form. And people don't want to be slaves, especially young people. They know, they're like, I'm a slave. Like, I realized I was a slave and I needed help. And the Virgin Mary will give them that help, but they need somebody to be there to tell them this is what you need to do. And persistence. Kevin used to be in my youth ministry, and in his testimony, he said, my youth minister kept talking about the rosary and the rosary and the rosary. It took me like a year before he actually tried it. So now look at him. Now he's a rosary machine.
He is the rosary machine. He's the he
Yeah. So persistence, persistence, persistence.
yeah, amen to that. We actually have a couple personal questions for you.
Yes,
Just
please. Ending.
so how many rosaries a day do you pray?
Normally, I'll pray no less than four. For a long time, I prayed eight, and then I dropped down to six. Right now, like I said, from October 8th through January 8th, I really feel like the Virgin Mary wanted me to pray eight a day. But I find that I can't give what I don't have. So in order for me to promote four properly, I have to be doing eight personally. 'Cause then I'm like, I really believe this. And then when people tell me I can't do three, I'm like, dude, you can do three.
Exactly.
So but right now eight, but I would say between four and six usually, if like there's nothing going on and it's summer vacay. But no less than four. Honestly, I don't know what would happen to my soul if I did less than four. But you become a sinner, man.
Aren't we all, big
Yeah.
time? Sure. So, let's see, what's your favorite mystery of the Rosary?
I like the Transfiguration and I like the Wedding Feast of Cana. So the luminous ones, and that's because I'm a beggar. So whatever my intention is, I'll say, Mary, I'm poor, give me money. Just like Jesus turned water into wine, turn my empty wallet into a fat wallet. And I'm also always asking for, and I know you're not supposed to, the saints always are complaining, like, don't ask for visions, don't ask for, little sweetness. So at the Transfiguration, I'm always like, Jesus, you showed yourself to John, Peter, and James. Show yourself to me. Give me some consolation. So yeah, I like those.
That's funny.
And I also like the coronation, because then I can say, hey, Mary, the queen of heaven and earth, throw me a bone down here.
So what do you think of like when people, don't want to pray the Luminous Mystery? Do you think like because a lot of people have an
Pride. I think it's
affinity?
pride. I think it's pride. Because, and some people say it's diabolical. It's like, how is it possible that meditating on the life of, because if you, what makes the rosary powerful, what makes the joyful, the glorious, and the sorrowful powerful is its meditation on the life of Christ with the Hail Mary, with the Our Father. That's what makes it powerful. At a time where we have no appreciation for the Eucharist, we have people who don't get baptized, we have infringements upon natural marriage, we have desecration of the Eucharist and lack of vocations, now more than ever do we need to meditate upon the real presence, upon the sanctity of marriage, upon the priesthood, upon preaching. So I don't buy the fact that it's diabolical or it's evil or whatever, or it's bad, because it's absolutely impossible to be bad. I can respect the fact that you're like, hey, Mary only said three. Yeah, I can get behind that, and I don't fight too much about it. I only get irritated when people say that it's bad in an innovation, because objectively speaking, if you have Gabriel and a clone of Gabriel, the clone of Gabriel is rigidly, pridefully traditional, and I refuse to do four, and I'm only doing three. So me and my clone, I'm doing four, my clone is doing three. There's a priest, Father Michael Rodriguez, who says, we get grace ordinarily in prayer based on our purity of intention, based on our quality and intentionality, and then based on our quantity. So if my purity of intention and my attention is the same, my quantity means, objectively speaking, the person who prays more gets more. That Saint Alphonsus Liguori also said that. So, and we're not doing it just for ourselves. The world is falling apart. And so if you have any family and friends who aren't praying, you're doing one extra, especially because it's an act of sacrifice. Mary will divvy out that grace to bring about their conversions.
Yeah, perfect. All right. I think that's our final question. Thank you so much for this.
Anytime. I appreciate you guys. Keep up the good work. Don't be discouraged. You're not alone. The devil wants to keep everybody, make them feel like they're separated. We have a lot more power than you realize, but the power is going to be the same way that Satan was crushed the first time under the heel of the Virgin Mary with her fiat, is the same way he's going to be crushed this time. You have to be convinced of the theology and then live it. Live it. Live it. Live it.
I was just going to ask for some closing statements, yes, and you know, you did it.
Trust.
You did that already.
Trust. I appreciate you guys. Subscribe to my, I'm only telling you to subscribe because you're not going to hear about the rosary being promoted unless you subscribe. So I have a podcast called the Children of Mary podcast. You can Google it on, not Google it, you can search it on iTunes. Just type in Mary's podcast. It's on YouTube at youtube.com/Colby1019, or you could just search True Faith TV. And then also my personal YouTube channel is Gabi After Hours on YouTube. And again, with every project that we do, we pray first and we say, Mary, what do you want? And we try to make it high quality production, short, so that we can share it at like youth group or with family and friends. And we try to make it free and beautiful. So I appreciate you guys. You guys are really holding the church together.
Yeah, well, we appreciate you too as well. Would you like to close us in prayer?
Yes, most certainly. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Dear Blessed Mother, we ask that you gather all of us, your children, together. We might not be able to be close to one another physically, but we ask that you unite us all spiritually. Watch over us and protect us. Keep us free from the wickedness and the snares of the devil. Intercede for us with your spouse, the Holy Spirit, that we can give our hearts more fully to Jesus Christ by giving them more fully to you. Be with us at the hour of our death. Keep us free from the wickedness and the snares of the devil, and grant us, through your powerful intercession, the grace of final perseverance, that we may see each other and be friends with each other in heaven and for all of eternity. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God bless you, my friends.
God bless you as well.
Thank you, Gabe.
My pleasure, buddy. Anytime. It's a joy. Thank you so much. Everybody, thank you for joining us. God bless you. I'm signing out.